on one hand, it's very much of a shift in how we teach and learn in the classroom, but teachers are really excited about the changes that are there. And they're saying things like, this is how I've always wanted to teach. And that to me is exciting, to see the change, embracing the change, and looking at the implementation of all the different parts that are there.
Hello, Montgomery County, and welcome to the OPL podcast with MCIU. My name is Brandon Langer. I'm the Program Administrator for Instructional Technology in the Office of Organizational and Professional Learning. And today we are diving into an upcoming event and a little bit of background and a little bit of context from a special guest from PDE. So I'm going to hand it over to introductions to Andrew Kuhn, because he's championing this upcoming Science Expo. And we'll learn more about that event in today's conversation. But welcome, Andrew.
Thank you. Yes, it's a pleasure to be here with you today. My name is Andrew Kuhn. I'm a project consultant for the Office of Organizational and Professional Learning, Montgomery County Intermediate Unit. Some of my areas of expertise would be computer science, science, and STEM, and all things in those arenas. And here with us today is Dave Bauman from PDE. Dave, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself.
Good morning, Dave Bauman. It's great to be here. This is really exciting. All that you have planned, and I cannot wait to be a part of it. I'm from PDE. I'm the science content advisor with PDE.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you both for joining, because Andrew, as I kind of alluded to, we have an upcoming event coming up in May, and we're really excited because it's already gained a ton of traction in our footprint and even outside Montgomery County. It is open for anybody to attend. But tell us about Science Expo. What's coming down the pike here?
Yeah, with our new science standards that have come out, we realize that this is a big deal. It's a big deal for the science community, but also for our educational community, and a big change for our teachers. What does it mean in the classroom, in and out of the classroom? What does it mean for teachers, administrators, as well as students? So we've put together this Science Expo to gather everybody together in one space so we can start to have those conversations. We've invited all types and kinds of partners to come into this area, to come into the room, and so we can hear, what are they talking about? What is the difference? How does it look different? And we've put together a kind of an action-packed day. There's a lot going on, and we're encouraging every school that's interested in coming to bring a team, because there's so much happening that there's no way that one person could see it all. So by bringing a team, they can kind of capture all these things. We have three different halls that we put together with three very different focuses, all coming together to help you get a good snapshot of what these standards look like. And our goal is to work with our schools and really help them with this lift so that they can be successful.
So Dave, looking at your position with PDE, you know, you said you're a science content advisor, I believe is how you phrased it. A little bit more about your background and your role with PDE and maybe how it pertains to these big shifts that Andrew's alluding to.
Yeah. My background, I was the elementary science expert when I first started teaching in one school district. I've taught middle school science. And then I've also taught in higher ed for teacher preparation programs. And after that, was responsible to setting up and running a math science professional development center. So in my role at PDE now is looking at content, curriculum, how we teach, how students learn, and getting into the assessment component as well, too. The exciting part about the STEEL standards is that, on one hand, it's very much of a shift in how we teach and learn in the classroom, but teachers are really excited about the changes that are there, and they're saying things like, this is how I've always wanted to teach, because it's more about the learning and what students are doing, and the teacher is a facilitator and encouraging and seeing students doing science, doing the engineering, getting outside for the environment and ecology. It is really an exciting time to be part of this with PDE.
Yeah, Dave, I agree with you. You can definitely feel the excitement. There's like amazing opportunity with the shift in conversations that we've had. We're talking about different things, and I agree wholeheartedly about what you said about the opportunity. I'm curious, from where our standards were to where we are now, the conversations we're having, how did that, I guess, the shift in standards come about, and what was your role in the development of the new STEEL standards in PA?
Well, looking back to the 2002 standards, if you look at how they were structured, it was inquiry and design, unifying themes, and then the content. The intent at that point was for it to be integrated, but in reality, it was focused primarily on content. The new standards are really fascinating because the standards themselves include three components. They include the science and engineering practices, they include the cross-cutting concepts, and they also include the content. So for all three of those to be in the standards really is a shift in what students are doing and makes it really exciting in the classroom. How these came about, the State Board of Education realized after 20 years, it might be time to update our standards. So they did, they brought in some consultants to look at things. They did background research as to what the current status was. They brought in different groups looking at what needed to be done. And the State Board of Ed said, we need to have the practitioners, we need to have the science educators, we need the science teachers involved in the development of the standards. And so during the pandemic, for this to happen is really a pretty and amazing feat. And it all happened virtually, which the exciting part was that not only just the development of it, is that there were three groups working on it. So we had the K-5 group, 6-8 group, and then the high school group. Each one of those was working pretty well independently of each other, but they all kind of came out with the same type of approach. They organized them a bit differently, and this is where the exciting part is, and this is our role at PDE, is organizing what they developed, putting it together in a coherent fashion, and helping districts then doing two things. One, developing curricula around the standards, and two, and then that is the professional development and what it means for teachers in the classrooms. That is the real fun, exciting part. Everywhere we all go, and there's STEEL standards, so it's science, technology, and engineering, and environmental literacy and sustainability. For all three of us at PDE, Tammy Peffer, Brand Hutzel, and myself will go around. Districts are so excited about the implementation and what it means for them. It's a lot of work in looking at how we go about doing it, but that is the exciting part as far as I see.
You know, one of the things that really stuck out to me with what you just said was that 20 years ago, we wouldn't have even been using the word Zoom. That was not even in our reality.
No.
And now, even the process by which this came together really embraced our current status in life, right? Like how we can connect, we can reach a lot farther, we can involve more people in the conversation. So I think it's a very exciting part of the entire process that so many more people could be, it was available to so many more to have a voice.
And that also includes what we're doing today, is that we can include people all across the Commonwealth in everything that we're doing, and we are not just site specific.
For sure. So looking ahead, looking at this MCIU Science Expo that's happening on May 16th, what can we expect to hear from you and what can we expect to learn specifically as it relates to PDE and your presence at the Science Expo?
The one thing I'll be excited to do is share all the resources that we have been able to compile and put on the STEELS Hub for use by districts and the classroom teacher. Right about when the expo is occurring, we will have the curriculum framework up for all the different areas. That'll be brand new. And these are exciting things where people then can take that and look at what it means for the school's curricula. It also means, what does it look like for the programs that are out there that the districts can adopt? So the exciting piece I bring is the resources, looking at what types of assessments will need to be changed, how we can change that in the classroom, what it'll look like, and how that can even drive instruction, because if it's three-dimensional teaching and learning, then the assessments need to be the same way. So there's an interconnectedness between all of it. And that to me is exciting, to see the change, embracing the change, and looking at the implementation of all the different parts that are there.
Well, that's great. Dave, I'm looking forward to being in person, right? All of us being in person and having this conversation together and with all of Montgomery County to continue to raise up science and steels, right? Everything that includes the integration and these three-dimensional concepts.
And the cool part about the expo is that we're all going to be together. We're all going to have questions, bringing questions, getting answers, and then everybody is going to be able to work together as well, too, because, as you know, within different pockets all around, people are at different places, and we can share our expertise. We can learn from each other. That is one of the dynamic pieces of what's going on now.
Yeah, I really appreciate you saying that. A big part of the way that we designed the Science Expo was that we wanted to make sure that we were able to model really the concepts that we're talking about, the shift in our mindset and how we think and look and approach science. So the way that you said is we're all coming from where we're at, right? We're all going to come in together. We're going to learn from one another. So it's a communal approach for sure. So
correct. And one thing I always try to do is I always try to bring things so that I can model little bits and pieces of what things can look like in the classrooms itself.
Well, Dave and Andrew, this sounds like it's going to be an awesome event. We know there's a lot of interest. We know this is a sizable lift, on the part of leaders, teachers, and everything. But I think what I enjoy hearing from the two of you in this conversation is just the excitement that's around the shift that we're starting to see. And working with Steph Schwab over the last couple of years, she drafted a blog maybe about a year ago on our learning network about the three dimensions of science, teaching, and learning. And that was kind of my first introduction to this. But hearing her continue that work, hearing Dave, you discuss the background and the way this is all taking shape is really exciting. And Andrew, as I kind of alluded to, we know there's a lot of interest already in this event. So we expect it to be a pretty full event when we meet at Flux Space later in a couple months here. Andrew, anything in particular we want to wrap up with or make sure that we share about the upcoming event?
It's designed to be an all-inclusive event for everybody. Come as you are, come where you are. This is an opportunity. It's meant to be kind of a gateway for us to really live into our new SEAL standards, to learn more. We have a lot of exciting things planned and a lot of partners that are eager to be there and to participate. And one of our halls that we have planned is an experiment hall. It's actually designed for teachers to really, dig in, right? Let's see what this new three-dimensional learning looks like and have experience cross-cutting concepts and phenomenon and all of those things in one space.
This is really exciting. It's great to be a part of this event with people like you, Steph. It's an amazing group of people that'll be there directing things and moving everyone forward. The expertise will be amazing. The experiences will be amazing. And I'm really looking forward to being part of it.
Awesome. Well, we're glad that you're coming down, Dave. If you are hearing about this for the first time, you're interested in registering, I'll put the link to register for this Science Expo in May in the description of this podcast. It is also available on our learning network, which is learn.mciu.org. We host our podcast there. We host our blogs and across a bunch of different topics, whether that's science or whether that's special education, UDL, instructional technology, a lot of stuff available up there, but we'll make sure that you have access to register on all of our networks. And please reach out to us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all those lovely places that we see you in cyberspace. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Andrew, for sharing this event. And we look forward to seeing you both in May.
Thank you very much.